where entertaining meets informative.
This show makes the listener feel like it's my show.
You make bad news sound good.
Mark K for 3 hours a day.
Loving it!
This is the Mark K Show.
Right now. Right at this moment, Joe Biden is trying to spin the terrible jobs numbers into some kind of information that proves that he's right about why it's great to keep Americans at home and pay the money. He's talking about how this bad jobs report is actually proof that his entire system is working. It's really fascinating. And probably the most exciting thing is that he hasn't misspoken about anything. I mean, no big gaffes whatsoever. And this is real spin. That's when the nerves are really kind of getting you. This had to come out real quick. Whoever wrote this speech for him did it really, really quickly, because this jobs report came out this morning, and that's when we first heard. It's a blow. It's a blow. They're trying to spin it, but this is bad news all around for the Bidens, and also for whoever happens to be running, the White House. We'll get to all that here in just a minute. First, though, the biggest, breakingest news ever in life.
It's Friday!
And that is very exciting, and we're very excited to have everyone listening to us wherever you happen to be. Tulsa, Oklahoma, KRMG, Dayton, Ohio, WHIO Radio, Jacksonville, Florida, 104.5 WOKV. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, on YouTube, we appreciate everybody tuning in, all the Patriots and conservatives all over the country. We're going to have a fantastic weekend and such a fun day today. The jobs report is important for a couple of reasons, and we'll get into that here in just a minute. But really, overall, basically what it shows is that Joe Biden's idea of paying people not to work keeps people from going back to work. And that's why we're having such a terrible time getting the workforce to get up off their butts and move, into a place of returning, to work. We have a couple of states that are working individually to fix that, and perhaps the federal government will learn something from that, but probably not. Josh, monitor this, though, because something very important happened with Jen Psaki yesterday that we need to reference. If Joe Biden starts taking questions, Josh, let me know, and we're going to jump right back in, because apparently Joe Biden is urged... No shock by his press secretary and by others in the White House not to take questions from reporters. Whatever you do, for the love of God, Joe, don't take questions from reporters. You're not Donald Trump. You can't speak extemporaneously on things that you really don't understand yourself. So please, for the love of God, don't do it. This was a big bombshell that popped up in David Axelrod's podcast yesterday. And I want to see now if Joe Biden is going to heed that warning once again, or if they're going to let him take questions, because maybe it's a way for them to kind of brush this under the rug a little bit and say, see, well, he takes questions. He's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants. So Josh is going to keep his ear on this press conference to see what happens at the end of it. Ron DeSantis is getting some. There's a big hit piece. In fact, there's a lot of hit pieces about Ron DeSantis and his plans for Florida coming out today, which means he's probably doing great things, and people are starting to fear him as a presidential contender. That's what they do. The media, they look around and they go, okay, who is a prominent up and coming Republican? Who are the big names that we need to watch out for? And Ron DeSantis is one of the biggest. So, of course, they're going to start circling the wagons. They're going to get all their bloggers and all their vloggers and all their tweeters and all their Facebookers. They're going to get everybody to start attacking him as much as they possibly can. And there's like three big things today attacking Ron DeSantis. And then, of course, our good buddy Lindsey Graham is back in the news, reiterating something that we talked about yesterday regarding Donald Trump being the future of the Republican Party, which Meghan McCain, she'll tell you before anybody will, that Trump is what?
Trump is the future.
Thank you, Meghan. We appreciate that. Lindsey Graham agrees. We'll bring you that audio here in just a minute. This is a first, though, but since it's Friday,
It's Friday!
Yeah, I just said that. Since it's Friday, we want to, start off with a little light. It's like casual Friday around here. There's a story that I wanted to bring up because it's kind of a feel good. And it's a musical story, which is really interesting. You probably know Van Morrison. Van Morrison had some huge hits. Probably the most famous was Brown Eyed Girl. Hey, where do we go? Damn you, my Brown Eye Girl, that one. But also, like, a Moon Dance was a big one. One of my favorite songs by him was a song called Into the Mystic. I don't know if you remember that one, but that is, here, I'll play a little bit of it for you. Just a little bit, because I don't think we own the rights. Remember this one? Josh is like, I don't remember anything before 1989.
It rings a bell for sure.
What?
It rings a bell.
Yeah, this is a great song.
We were born before the wind.
You know this one? No, it's not going to play. Yeah. Anyway, Van Morrison, great voice, great musician. Really, I mean, he really put his stamp musically on the time. I think it was like 70s or mid-70s. Anyway, he's back in the news. He has a new album out. He has a brand new album. I didn't know he was still, I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't know he was still around making music, but he is. And he has a brand new album out, and The Guardian did a review of this album, and they gave him 1 out of 5 stars. They gave him 1 out of 5 stars. And I just want to read you the headline, and then I'll explain why Van Morrison is pertinent today and why his album, apparently, according to The Guardian and many other music critics, just sucks so bad. Oh, is he taking questions? Oh, hold on. Let's pop in. Josh, pull it up. Let's see if he's taking questions.
Nothing measurable. Thank you.
And Mr. President, do you...
On CDC mask guidance, I noticed you walked out to the podium with your mask on. Why do you choose to wear a mask so often when you're vaccinated and you're around other people who are vaccinated?
Because I'm worried about you. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. That's why. When I'm outside... And the problem is, lots of times I walk away from this podium, you notice I forget to put my mask back on because I'm used to not wearing it outside.
Mr. President, are you at all concerned about Vladimir Putin amassing troops on the border of Ukraine? Do you see that as a message to you? And could it impact your desire to have a one-on-one meeting with him?
Oh, that's a good question.
It does not impact my desire to have the one-on-one meeting. And you notice he had more troops before. He's withdrawn troops. There's still troops amassed, but significantly less than he had a month ago.
So, Mr. President, do you believe that the Iranians are serious about negotiation in Vienna?
Yes, but how serious and what they're prepared to do is a different story, but we're still talking. Sir, you had a question. I had to cut you off.
Oh, look at this. He's taking multiple questions.
You'll be able to meet Vladimir Putin in June. Is that going
to
happen?
I'm confident we'll be able to do it. We don't have any specific time or place. That's being worked on.
Is he agreed, sir?
Okay, is he out? All right, he's out. So there you go. So that's all right. So jumping back to that. So Joe Biden taking questions from the press there in direct contrast.
This is a real B&H customer story.
Was that me? Sorry. In direct contrast and in flying in the face of what all of his advisors, most notably Jen Psaki, his press secretary, are telling him to do. She was on a podcast because this is something that a lot of people have asked about before. They said she was on a podcast with David Axelrod, and he asked her about Joe Biden and the media. And here's what she said.
He takes questions nearly every day he's out from the press. That is not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say don't take questions, but he's going to do what he wants to do because he's the president of the United States.
Look at that. That is this is the press secretary. This is the spokesperson for the president of the United States. And this is his entire communications department, supposedly a communications department that wants to have one of the most transparent presidencies in history. And they're openly advocating for the president to shun reporters, to not take questions.
That is not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say don't take questions.
In fact, a lot of times we remind him, and I imagine they're all back there. I mean, they're like, they see him, he's got his mask on, he's walking out to the podium, and they're like, remember, don't take questions, Joe. Remember, Mr. President, please don't take questions. Remember, no questions. Remember, if they take questions, just say no. No, 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 no. And then he gets out there and he takes questions and he makes dumb jokes, like the one we used to hear, like the one we just heard. So I think what's going to happen now, because this story is everywhere, and this sound clip from David Axelrod with Jen Psaki telling everybody, we don't like Joe taking questions because, gosh, we just never know. We don't think it's a good idea. We urge him not to. It's going to cause a stir, not just with Joe Biden and not just with the people that handle him, because it's going to have some pretty bad optics, but also with the media, because the media, let's face it, they're Joe Biden's besties. They put Joe Biden where he is. They made sure Joe Biden was able to stay huddled in his basement for months and months and months and still rise to the prominent role of president of the United States. They're the ones that buried the Hunter Biden story, buried any negative story. They're the ones that kept perpetuating these lies and fallacies and falsehoods about Donald Donald Trump. These are the ones, the media, those they are basically probably the number one operative that got Joe Biden where he is. So they're not going to be happy to find out that the people in charge of the Biden campaign are now urging him to ignore them. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. Biden received also, there's a study just out, a Washington Examiner reporting on a brand new study that Joe Biden has received less negative media coverage than any president on record ever. Less negative media coverage than any president on record. Trump, of course, received the most by far. President Joe Biden has received less negative coverage from U.S. media than any president in the last 30 years. The study found that about 19% of the coverage of Biden's first 60 days has been negative over the first 60 days of his administration, which ranked best among presidents of the last three decades. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump all saw more negative coverage than Joe Biden. So here's the media. They're giving Joe Biden this amazing coverage. They're helping him get into office. They're giving him all these glowing reports. They're helping to bury Donald Trump, attack Donald Trump, also other Republicans too. They're pushing these false narratives that got people either to not vote for Trump or to not trust him or what have you. And now all of a sudden, Joe Biden's people are saying, you should ignore the media. What? I mean, I don't think that's going to bode well. I don't think that's going to make them happy moving forward. And now that we know that's the plan internally at the White House, you may start to see that negative press coverage go up and up and up just a little bit. 855-940-6275 is our number. 855-940-6275. There's another reason, by the way, they don't want Joe Biden talking to the press. I'll tell you what that is here in just a minute. Also, I promise we'll get to that Van Morrison album because it's pretty kooky. 855-940-MARK. Quick break. More of the Markay Show on the way. This is the Markay Show. 855-940-MARK is our number. 855-940-6275. If you're trying to get through, if you want to get through and be part of the program today, we would love to have you. Love, love, love to have you. Also later today, Fake News Friday, which is very exciting. One of the most exciting. But we had a sales meeting today, and every now and then they asked me to come into the sales meeting to talk about the show. And one of the questions was, one of the sales managers was like, Mark, tell us a little bit about your show. I was like, don't you guys all listen? And they're like, no, but, you know, just in case someone, you know, so in case someone doesn't know, tell us, like, what are some of your favorite segments and stuff like that. And I go, I feel like if you're selling this show, you should probably already know, you know, like you're not going to sell a car and say, hey, does this have four wheels or anyway. But one of the things I highlighted was Fake News Friday and all the salespeople who evidently had never heard it, thought it was a great idea. So they can all, hopefully they'll be listening today in just a couple of hours when we bring you Fake News Friday and hook somebody up, hopefully some lucky person with a Mark K Show swag bag. All right. So Joe Biden just moments ago was giving a press conference and he was talking about this horrible jobs report. The jobs report was so bad. April's expected hiring boom goes bust is the headline from CNBC. Hiring was a huge letdown in April, with non-farm payrolls increasing by a much less than expected 266,000. The projection was north of a million new jobs. I mean, that's the thing. They were thinking, man, we're going to be adding new jobs, and they're really not new jobs. It's just people going back to the old jobs that they left behind when they were told, you've got to leave your old job. As restaurants and places and movie theaters are all opening back up, all of a sudden they thought, this is going to be great. We're going to be able to take credit for all these new jobs that aren't new jobs at all. It's just people going back to work. But the problem is, hiring was a huge letdown in April because a lot of people find that it's easier and more profitable not to go back to work. Also, they don't want to go back to work. They've been enjoying their time at home too much. That's what happens. When you tell people not to work and they can sit at home and play with their kids or hang out with their dogs or fix up their house or do nothing but play video games all day. I mean, think about that. What's the choice there? Would you like to remain at home where you can work on your own time, where you can do what you want? We'll send you some money periodically to keep you afloat. Or would you like to get in your car, sit in traffic, put on a tie, put on some uncomfortable clothing, go to a place where nobody respects you, go to a place where you sit in a cubicle all day, you're not around the people you love, you're not in your comfy clothes, you're not able to take a nap in the middle of the day, and then get in a car, drive back at the end of the day through traffic, spend like 20 minutes with your kids and your puppies and your video games, then go to bed and wake up and do it all over again? Which would you choose? I mean, it's a no-brainer, especially if the money's coming from the government. And that's one of the big problems. Well, so Joe Biden's got to go out. He's got to spin this jobs report. And the jobs report now, he's saying, proves that what they're doing is working. I'm not really sure how I listened to it, but I didn't really understand his explanation how fewer jobs means that his stimulus package is working. To me, it seems like it's actually doing the opposite. It's keeping people from being excited to go back to work. In fact, in Montana, they figured that out. They figured out that these astronomical unemployment benefits that people have been cashing in on since the pandemic started and since they've been forced out of their jobs are keeping them at home. And they're not losing any sleep over it. So Montana has a great idea. Montana has a great idea. They're going to cancel unemployment benefits to address, quote, the severe workforce shortage. Yahoo Money says Montana plans to stop some of its federally funded unemployment benefits to address the state's severe workforce shortage, according to its labor department. Nearly every sector in our economy faces a labor shortage. Governor Greg Gianforte said in a statement on Tuesday, the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is now doing more harm than good. Instead, the state will begin to offer return to work bonuses to help employers looking to hire. That's a great idea. Instead of paying people not to work, why don't you give people a bonus if they go back to work? I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says Floridians receiving unemployment benefits will need to start looking for work again. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this week said residents receiving unemployment benefits will soon be required once again to show proof that they're actively searching for a job. So if you come in or if you get your check, they're going to have to start asking you, hey, did you look for a job today? How many places did you apply to a job? Did you go to this place? Did you fill out a resume? You have to prove that you, not just that you don't want to find a job, but that you can't find a job. And when there's so many jobs out there, now that everything's opening back up, when there's a severe workforce shortage, that's going to be really tough. That's going to be really tough for people to do. I imagine more states will be following Montana and Florida's lead. 855-940-MARK. Quick break. We got some of your phone calls coming up. Stay tuned. 855-940-MARK is our number, 855-940-6275. If you're trying to get in through to the phones, fun fact, though, by the way, apparently they're not working. That's something Josh did a little detecting. Apparently we weren't getting any phone calls, and he thought to himself, this is odd. So what'd you do, Josh? You called the number yourself?
Yep, I picked up my cell phone, called 855-940-MARK,
yeah,
and got a doo-doo-doo.
Oh, no.
Stop trying to be productive because something's wrong.
Oh, that is terrible. Yeah. We've apparently the deep state, the multimedia deep state, or what did I say? Oh, the mass media deep state is after us again. Maybe corporate Karen complained about what we were talking about, and she called up and said, cut the lines,
what
cut them now.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about Joe Biden. The same thing
or
we
Van
always
Morrison,
talk about.
Morrison, right?
Well, we'll get back to Van Morrison.
Okay.
It's a good thing I have this whole Van Morrison album that came out. Maybe we'll just play the entire album in its entire. In lieu of phone calls today, we'll be playing you Van Morrison's entire new album for your listening pleasure. That's coming up. We may or may not have Fake News Friday if we can get the phones back on tap. Otherwise, it's Josh and I just going to be. You know what we should do?
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do in that case. If for whatever reason the phones don't come back online, if we're still incommunicado when it comes time for Fake News Friday, we'll just have, because you haven't sent me the headlines yet, have you?
I sure did, but I can go in your inbox and erase it.
Yeah, no, I didn't read them yet. So what we'll do is maybe we'll have you read them to me.
Oh.
And I'll see if I can figure out if they're real or fake.
Yeah.
And then if I win, I'll give myself a Mark K. Show t-shirt.
That's good.
To go to
with, more of those, yeah.
Go with my collection of 19 that I already have at home. 855-940-MARK is our number, 855-940-6275. Keep calling. Yeah. I mean, maybe one day it'll pop in. You never know. Maybe we'll be able to reverse the bad news if you guys keep trying to get through. All right, so back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden here is out there giving. He's not supposed to be talking to the media. How do we know this? Well, because Jen Psaki told David Axelrod Joe Biden's not supposed to be talking to the media, and she did that on his podcast just yesterday.
He takes questions nearly every day he's out from the press. That is not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say don't take questions.
Yeah, we don't recommend that Joe Biden take questions. We don't recommend the president who urges transparency and says that he wants, you know, he has nothing to hide. We urge him not to take questions from the media, probably because they know he can't handle it. And as a result, he takes a lot of questions from the media because he's the president of the United States and he can do whatever he darn well chooses. Joe Biden, nobody tells Joe Biden what he can and cannot do, unless, of course, it's, you know, and remember who's in charge of the Pentagon.
I want to thank the the former general, I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
Yeah, the guy that's that right off, it's the Pentagon, and I forget that guy's name, but you know the one I'm talking about. Joe Biden, he can do anything. He can do anything except give you the correct website address to where you can help or where you can find a vaccine in your local area.
Vaccines.com.
Right. So anyway, he's going to take questions as long as he damn well chooses. And no press secretary of his is going to tell him the opposite. But the other thing is, the other reason they don't want Joe Biden to take questions is because it's not really his job to take questions. This administration, you really have to stop thinking about the Joe Biden presidential administration as a presidential administration and think of it more as like a sitcom or maybe even like some kind of comedy movie, some kind of like weird slapstick comedy. And it's not, Joe Biden's not in charge. We all know that. It's like in the movie industry. You go to the movies and you see you see the big star, you see Al Pacino, you see Robert De Niro, you see Brad Pitt. You know, you see those people and you think, wow, they're great. They're just the face. They're just the actor. They didn't make that movie. They didn't write that movie. They have no idea. They walk in, they deliver their lines, they get put on a poster, and then they leave for the day. And they're not supposed, then they go on to the next thing. The Joe Biden administration, it works like a Hollywood big-time blockbuster. And the executive producers who are, they're the money people. They're the ones that call all the shots. You know who that's, George Soros. It's the unions, it's big tech, and it's China. That's who's executive producing Joe Biden's presidential movie. Then you've got the producers who are there for the day-to-day, and they do all the hiring and firing, and they make sure that they have the right people in place so that Joe Biden doesn't look like a total idiot. We know who that is. That's Barack Obama, probably also Michelle Obama. I mean, they work for Netflix. They know a little bit about that kind of thing. And then you have a very important group of people, the writers. These would be the equivalent of the script writer in Hollywood. These are the people that decide what this movie's going to be about. They decide what happens in Act 1, in Act 2, in Act 3. They decide what happens with the climactic, you know, finale. They decide what words come out of the main characters' mouths. And we know who that is, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders basically wrote half of Joe Biden's environmental and healthcare spiel that he's now trying to get into. He's now trying to get into law. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the rest of the people that are involved in this production, they're out there and they're writing down what they want Joe Biden to say. And Joe Biden just goes out there and says it like it's his own words. The director of this film is a guy named Ron Klain. He is the chief of staff of the Biden White House. And he is also a former lobbyist for some of the most liberal companies and organizations and industries in the entire world. And now he's weaseled his way in to the Oval Office. He's basically, his office is right next door to the president's, and nothing happens in the Oval Office, nothing happens in the White House without his say-so. He's the one, he's the director, he's the guy in charge. He tells everybody what to do. And then, of course, at the lowest level, the lowest rung on the ladder, just like in a Hollywood blockbuster or just like in a sitcom or any of those others, are the actors. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jen Psaki herself. When Jen Psaki goes out there and answers questions and tells reporters what they want to hear or what they don't want to hear, depending on who the reporter is, that she's not using her own language. Someone tells her what to do. Someone tells her who to call on, who not to call on, what to say, how to spin something. Right now, she's probably getting her butt chewed out because she went off script talking to David Axelrod and spilling the beans about how they actually urged the president of the United States not to take questions.
He takes questions nearly every day he's out from the press. That is not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say, don't take questions.
Yeah, because you're just an actor. You're not the writer. You don't know what to say. You're not the director. You're going against orders. And if you screw this up, then everybody's going to be totally ticked off and we're all going to be out of work. So shut up, stick to the script, read your lines. And if you have any problems, we don't want to hear about it. Barack has told you this before. You do not want the unions in China and big tech and George Soros coming down on you. You don't want the truth about Hunter coming out. You don't want any of that. So that's how this White House works. And now we know that for sure. I mean, we always kind of knew it. But now, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But now we know it for sure because Jen Psaki's out there telling David Axelrod, yep, that's basically the way it is. 855-940-MARK. Still not working, Josh? I'm guessing no. But you keep trying. Like I said, if you're the first person who can magically break through We'll have something special for you. 855-940-6275. All right, so back to Van Morrison. Van Morrison, like I said before, big star from the 70s, really jazzy sound to him, musical. A lot of people would call him really had the tone of the era. Really made some mega hits, some songs that stood the test of time, really got, dug down and got you feeling emotional. Brown Eyed Girl, we talked about, Into the Mystic. What was the other one I mentioned that was huge for him? Oh, Moondance, which they stole for a car commercial. I want to say it was Infiniti or Lexus or something used it for a car commercial a couple of years back. And this was, 1970 or late 60s. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to please to the car.
He wrote this song?
He wrote and performed it.
I thought it was like Frank Sinatra or one of those guys.
No, this is Van Morrison. Anyway. So Van Morrison, like I said, musical icon. Well, he has this new album out. And this new album, he's been making music basically his entire life. I mean, that was 1970. It's now 2000 and what is it? 2000 and what? 21.
Yeah, 21. Calendar, yep.
It's like over 50 years this guy's been jamming.
Half a century.
His new album is out now. It's got one star, one star from The Guardian. And it says, Van Morrison, latest record project volume one review. Depressing rants by Tinfoil Milliner. Apparently, and I didn't know this. By the way, the name of the album is Latest Record Project Volume 1. So luckily, there'll be a Volume 2 for them to pan as well. Apparently, I didn't know this. But Van Morrison has become quite conservative in his old age. He went from 70s rocker to conservative thinker. And he has embraced a lot of what people call conspiracy theories as fact. He's been out there and he's become way more political in his old age. Morrison's longstanding sense of distrust, the result of some dubious contracts he signed in the 60s, blah, blah, blah. They made him bitter, and now he thinks that everybody is out to get him. There's some troubling alt-righty stuff about it, says somebody who was quoted in this article. I can't find their name right now. So the music community is basically, they're coming down hard on Van Morrison. They are smashing his good name, and they are destroying the reviews on his new album because his new album, they say, is like a QAnon musical project. They've accused him of being anti-Semitic and bigoted and just drinking the Trump Kool-Aid and spewing out musical MAGA is basically what it is. And so I found the new album. It's all on YouTube if you want to take a look at it. And one of the big songs that they're really taking umbrage with is something called They Own the Media. And they're saying this is him lashing out at Jews because a lot of media ownership is, a lot of the media bigwigs are people that are, Jewish. But I believe it's a deeper issue. I think he's railing against the liberals. And I think he's railing against the liberals because the liberals in the media are coming back and accusing him of being a racist as a result. There's another tune called Why Are You on Facebook? Literally, this is an actual, we're going to play some of these. There's another one called, where was the other one that I thought was really, really poignant? It was called, Big Lie, a song called Big Lie. The Long Con. This is my personal favorite one. There's a new song on this album. It's track 24. It's called Stop Bitchin', Do Something. So we got to take a quick break. Since we don't have any phones, I'm going to pull a couple of these. We'll listen to some of these new Van Morrison tracks, and you be the judge for yourself. Is it just great new music from an icon of music mastery, or is this just crazy psychobabble from some kind of, what they call them? Tinfoil Milliner. 855-940-MARK. Don't call, though, because the phones aren't working. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name's Mark Kaye, 855-940-6275. Our phone lines are down, but out of force of habit of repeatedly giving out the phone number, I'm going to repeatedly give out the phone number. But please feel free to send us an open mic message if you're listening on any radio station. Just go to that radio station's app if they have the open mic feature. Record a note. Send it to us. You can still be part of the conversation. We can get it on the air. Wait, the open mics don't run through the phone company, do they? That's like they're on the internet.
What's that?
The open mics, they're not processed through the phone company.
No, they're in the cloud.
Yeah, so we should be
rained down on us.
We should be fine as long as we haven't been parlored or Donald Trumped. We shall be fine. In the meantime, so we're talking about, so Van Morrison, musical icon Van Morrison, who everybody loved, well, everybody loved until today when he released his new album, Latest Record Project Volume 1. And gone are the catchy songs about the color of a girl's eyes. Gone are the sultry sounds of a moon dance or of, you know, going into the mystic. All of the songs that made Van Morrison great in the day have been transformed. The music still sounds amazing. He's still this blues kind of, I don't know, would you, a savant, but his lyrics are a little different, and that has drawn the ire of a lot of leftists and mainstream media musical critics who are giving his album one star. At least they're giving it one star. They claim that he's mired in QAnon conspiracy and right-wing tin hat theories that should not be intertwined in his music and make him sound like a Donald Trump MAGA sausage fest fool. Basically is what it is. Some of the titles of his songs, the first one that they're really upset about because they believe it's anti-Semitic is something called They Own the Media. And this is it here.
They tell us that ignorance is bliss.
You can tell they got that sound.
Guess for those that control the media it is.
Yeah.
They own the media, they control the stories we are told. You ever try to go against them, you will be ignored.
Oh,
because they control.
They control.
They control.
They control.
They control the narrative. They perpetuate the myth.
Look at that. I mean, that's based, I'll be honest with you. Great sound. Really, I was vibing. Josh was vibing. And so far, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything out of the ordinary that I wouldn't say is 100% accurate. They're saying though that when he talks about they, when he uses the pronoun they, he's referring to not Democrats or liberals. They're trying to accuse him of being anti-Semitic and saying it's a song against Jews who own all the media. There's another one called "Why Are You on Facebook?" Why, this is the act, this is track 27 on Van Morrison's new album. Why are you on Facebook?
Why are you on Facebook? Why do you need secondhand friends? Why do you really care who's trending? Or is there something you're defending?
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Get a life. Is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have?
Yeah, so he's basically...
Kiss the girls and run
what
away.
He's doing is he's basically taking what he does, is taking his musical talents, and he's trying to reach a new audience, and he's trying to tell people, look, these back then I was concerned about brown-eyed girls. Now I'm concerned about red states versus blue states. Now I'm concerned that the liberals are taking over the media, that they're trying to control the narrative. Now I'm concerned that you're spending all your time on Facebook, and I'm not really sure how it's affecting you or the rest of the world. Let's take a little listen to The Big Lie. I'm sorry, Big Lie. This is Big Lie off of Van Morrison's new album. This was just released today. And, you know, Big Lie is something that was trending just the other day because Donald Trump sent out a press release about it. He said that the election of 2020 will forever be known as the Big Lie. Liz Cheney countered that. Now she's going to be thrown out of her leadership position. I don't know if Liz Cheney and Donald Trump were paid by Van Morrison just 2 days before he released his album with a song called Big Lie to start another Twitter trend called Big Lie, but it really is going to help his record sales. Here's Big Lie. Listen to this. It's got that signature sound, man. It's right. You know it's Van Morrison. Right,
it was all a big lie.
It was all a big lie.
There was no heart to break.
There was, I didn't understand what he said there.
Yes,
I
see the bad it fake.
Fake.
Like it just didn't take.
Like it just didn't take.
Gotta make no mistake.
Yeah, make no mistake, baby.
It was all a big lie.
It was all a big lie.
I was king for a day.
I don't know, yeah. Man. I'm digging it.
I was just making hay.
I'm digging it so far. Trump's like,
oh, yes, he did. That I had to say.
Yeah, they hung out every word I had to say.
When I turned around, big lie.
That's good stuff. That's Van Morrison, his new album. We got to take a quick break. Maybe we'll play a little bit more of that. We've got more news, too, and we'll try to squeeze in some open mics. It's the Mark Kay Show.
Mark Kay, we're glad you're here today with Josh and Hannah, too. We know you'll tell the truth today. God bless the USA.
Play ball. That's a great one. 855-940-6275. We are going to tell the truth today. We're going to tell the truth every day until, you know, they stop paying us. And one of the big things today that you really need to be aware of is...
it's Friday!
Also, to our friends in Orlando on listening on WDBO, thanks. We always love hearing from you guys today, except today. We love hearing from you guys every day, except today, because our phone lines apparently have been hacked by Russians.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Russian hackers have shut down our phone lines for whatever reason. People have been trying to call. They can't get through. Even the other Josh tried calling himself, and he wouldn't answer, which is very rude of him. But we're having some technical difficulties, which is great. When you're right at the beginning of a radio talk show, you realize that your phones have gone down. So that's fine. We've got way more Van Morrison music to play. We've got a bunch of other things that we're going to talk about. We may or may not get to Fake News Friday, but the important thing is, the open mic feature in your WDBO radio app still works, in your KRMG radio app, in your 104.5 WOKV radio app. That still works. You can still record a message and you can send it to us. Oh, yeah. One other thing is that Hannah's not here today. She's getting married.
Hi, Mark and Josh. It's Casey, Mindy, and I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Friday, but more importantly, wish Hannah a happy wedding tomorrow.
Yeah, and Josh and I had a great idea over the break. We've been talking, by the way, on Van Morrison. Musical icon from the 60s and 70s. Really, his music is a slice of Americana. Brown Eyed Girl is a classic tune. It's one of the most recognized and well-known songs. What Brown Eyed Girl doesn't love the song Brown Eyed Girl? I'm sure a bunch of Blue Eyed Girls like it, too. He is still making music. He's been making music for over 50 years now. And his new album, Latest Record Project Volume 1, came out today. And he just got raked over the coals by the music critics. They don't like his new tone. They don't like that he's now decided to use the subject matter of the current political climate, current political problems, his angst and disgust over what's going on with the media, and a bunch of other things that a lot of us could probably relate to as fodder for his new musical album. In fact, if you're looking for a last-minute Mother's Day gift, because don't forget, folks, it's Mother's Day, and you've got to get your mom something, you got to get your wife something, even though she's not your mother. I know a lot of guys are like, well, she's not my mother. Yeah, but she's the mother of your children, if you have children. And you got to get her something nice. If she's a child of the 60s or 70s, if that's her era, if she's a music lover, if she likes that Van Morrison kind of sexy, jazzy vibe, and if she's a conservative, she'll love this latest selection, latest record project, Volume 1, with great songs like Big Lie, like They Own the Media, Why Are You on Facebook, and one of my personal favorites, track 24, Stop Bitchin', Do Something, which goes a little something like this.
Stop bitching, do something. Stop bitching,
do something. Yeah. Oh, that's it. We got. Apparently, we lost her. Oh, there we go.
Stop bitching.
Oh, just continues on. Oh, look at that. Now we're losing our internet too. What is going on today? They don't want us taking phone calls. They don't want us playing Van Morrison's new album. What in the hell do they expect us to do now? Really, I'll be honest with you. But anyway, it probably just continues.
Do
oh,
something.
There we go.
Stop bitching. Do something.
You can pretty much figure out how the rest of the rest of the song. Also, and you know, not in like not to not to you know, because he's the master storyteller. I don't want to step on his toes. But technically, bitching is something, right? Like if you're bitching, you are doing something.
Oh yeah.
At least I like to think so, because otherwise my life would be totally my life would be nothing. 855-940-MARK. But again, phone line's not working, so call it your own Call it your own. What do you call it? Risk. 855-940-MARK. All right, so let's move on to a couple of, so that's out in stores today if you want to go get it. Something else that happened yesterday, which reinforces something we talked about yesterday, was Lindsey Graham dipping his toe into this controversy regarding Donald Trump and Liz Cheney and the future of the political party. He was on Fox News. I know what you're thinking, Lindsey Graham on Fox News. There's a shock. And Lindsey Graham is now back on the Trump train. You may remember after January 6th, he had that very impassioned monologue on the floor of the House where he was like, I've had it. I was riding this train. I'm off. I'm getting off right now. And everyone was like, oh, my God, Lindsey Graham's losing it. He's stabbing Donald Trump in the back. Well, apparently he had a trip to Mar-a-Lago and they sat him down. They gave him a good talking to because yesterday he said this about what the future of the Republican Party held in store.
Can we move forward without President Trump? The answer is no.
Can we move forward? And by we, he means the Republican Party. Without President Trump, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
And that's, I mean, that's something we heard yesterday from Meghan McCain. And I know she seemed really angry, but if you want to paraphrase her, she said the same thing.
Trump is the future.
Right. But he said, you know, look, we can't, not only can we not exist without him, but we can't grow without him. And growth in a political party is existence. You don't have a future if you're not bringing in new members, if you're not constantly changing people's minds and opinions and getting them to register for your party and vote for your candidates and believe in your ideals. And he says, look, there, we'll show you that he's the future of the party.
I've always liked Liz Cheney, but she's made a determination that the Republican Party can't grow with President Trump. I've determined we can't grow without him.
I don't know what Liz Cheney thinks caused this. I mean, when you look at the last election, when you look at the record number of voters who came out and voted for a Republican presidential candidate, when you look at the record number of women who now serve, Republican women who now serve in the House of Representatives, herself included, when you look at how many seats the Republicans were able to maintain, not only did they not lose any seats, but they gained a whole bunch and they shaved that Democrat majority. I mean, that Democrat majority is so slim, it looks like my hairline. That's how slim it is. And then on top of all that, record-breaking fundraising and whatnot. Most senators, just a couple of problems here and there, came back as well. And Liz Cheney thinks that Donald Trump, A, had nothing to do with that, and B, will be a hindrance to that in the future. Lindsey Graham is here to remind her and every other Republican that wants to have a future in the political party known as the GOP that they got to get on board.
All of these people like Herschel Walker and all the people you just named are attracted to the Trump Republican Party. Economic populism, America First agenda. If you don't get that, as a Republican, you're making the biggest mistake in the history of the Republican Party.
You're making the biggest mistake in the history of the Republican Party. If you don't get that, and Herschel Walker is a great example because they're trying to tap him to run for Senate in Georgia because he's a Georgian, he's a black man, he's a conservative, he's friends with Donald Trump, he's all about America First. Kimberly Klasick in Baltimore, we talk about her all the time. Black woman, young, millennial, conservative, gave the incumbent a hell of a run for his money and could come back and see her self-victorious in the future. There's a lot of people you never thought would be conservatives, would be Republicans that have joined the party. And if you ask any one of them, if you ask Kimberly Klasick, if you ask Herschel Walker, if you ask Lauren Boebert, if you ask Matt Gaetz, if you ask Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you ask any of these young Republican up-and-coming superstars who are conservative, who love America, who want to put America first, who want to protect your freedoms and your rights, and who want to make sure that your family and your posterity has the same freedoms and rights that you do now, if you ask any one of them, who inspired you to get into politics? Who do you believe is the reason that we have so many new conservatives? Who do you believe is the reason why a record number of African Americans and Latinos and Asians and immigrants and young people voted for a Republican candidate for president? Who do you think inspired all of that growth in the Republican Party? Every single one of them, every single one of them, hands down, is going to look you in the eye and say, duh, Liz Cheney. Kidding. They're not. They're going to say Donald Trump. They're probably going to be like, I guarantee if you asked any Republican before this, before Liz Cheney voted to impeach Donald Trump, I guarantee 90% of Republicans wouldn't even be able to pick out her state on a map. Probably still they can't. It's over there on the left. side of the country. 855-940-MARK. Keep trying, man. Maybe one day we'll get a phone call. If not, leave us an open mic message. We're going to go through the we're going to comb through those open mics here in just a minute. We're going to get those on the air. We've got some more information for you, too, about Liz Cheney's future in the Republican Party, which is looking pretty dim. The sun is setting on Liz Cheney's political career, and more on The Markay Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is The Markay Show. My name is Markay, 855-940-6275. Happy Friday. We're having a little issue with our phone line. A lot of people trying to call because I keep giving out the phone number like an idiot, even though I know that our phone lines are down. But, you know, you never know. You never know what some people may not have gotten the message yet.
Hey, Mark, this is Jim Bob down in Middleburg. Just letting you know the phones aren't working. Just want to let you know that. Keep up the good work, Mark.
There's always that one guy in there. Hey, you know your phones aren't working? It's like when you're on the side of the road with a flat tire. Some guy drives by and goes, you know you got a flat tire? Your tire's flat in the back one. There ain't no air in it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right. See you later. You need any help? I'll call the cops for you. We appreciate that, Joe. We had another open mic message with a great idea.
Hello, LeBron. This is Adam from Jacksonville. I'm calling because Mark K's phones are down, and since you are really good at putting a ball through a hoop, I was wondering if you could provide an opinion on how to correct this situation.
Yeah, well, ask LeBron because he knows everything. 855-940-6275 is the number. Again, if you get through, that'd be great. We're watching him. We're monitoring these phone lines to see if they maybe, you know what it is? I think I just figured it out. Oh. Maybe the phone lines aren't working because, you know, they're getting too much money in unemployment. Maybe like everybody else, that's a problem. It's a major problem. We got the jobs report just this morning, and the jobs report said that we only added 200,000 new jobs when we were expecting 1 million because people are still hanging out at home getting government money. Maybe our phone lines are like, screw it, I'm not going back to work. There was a new survey. The majority of Americans do not want to return to the office environment. They don't like the office environment. They find themselves to be more productive and happier at home. Why would you want to go back to the office when you could do the same amount of work or more work without the stress and hassle of going back and forth and commuting? You get to hang out with your family. You get to drink your own coffee. You can wear whatever you want. Why would you want to give all that up when you don't have to come back to what, the office where the coffee's blah? I mean, not ours. We have our own. We got our own coffee maker just so we don't have to drink blah coffee. We have the opposite problem. We never were sent home. We've been working here the entire time. But everybody else was sent home. So we've almost been working in like a private, in our own little fortress of solitude. It's really great. And for the longest time, it was me, Josh, Hannah, like three other people. And now other folks are coming back to work. And I find myself, it's almost like somebody comes up into your driveway and they're just turning around. But you're like, what's that car? What are they doing here? Why are they in my driveway? You know, you're starting to think like you're getting nervous. I'm like, I don't like all these people in my fortress of solitude. What is going on here? Who told you guys you could come back to work? In fact, we had a survey, like a company survey about COVID and coming back to work. And all the questions were like, do you feel that the company is doing a good job? Do you feel safe at work? Do you feel ready to come back to work? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm already at work. So I'm just going to answer no, 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 no. And maybe they'll keep everyone far away a little longer. Anyway, 855-940-MARK is the number, or best thing to do today is just leave us an open mic message because that's the only way. That's the only way that you're going to get through today.
Hey, Mark, Tony in Wisconsin here. I wanted to talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Doesn't it seem like we're all part of a Make-A-Wish program for Joe Biden?
Joe Biden's last wish on earth is to be president of the United States. And so we all have to help that one make come true. You know, I know that's an interesting way to put it. You know, someone else who may have a wish of becoming president of the United States one day is Ron DeSantis. And I know that for a couple of reasons. Number one, I live in Florida, and I know that, you know, a lot of people listening in Jacksonville on 104.5 WOKV and on WDBO in Orlando, Florida, you guys also live in Florida. You know how great it is. Our friends in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they've got it pretty good, too. They've got it pretty good. For a long time, they've had the same freedoms we have. Ohio, a little slower on the uptake, thanks to your governor, but Dayton, you know, home of WHIO, is doing okay. They've been out and about, and those people, they don't give a damn anyway, so they'll do their own thing. But for a lot of the country, they're still not realizing how great leadership can change your life, how it can positively affect your life. And when you have a great leader, what do you want to do? You want that great leader to lead more people. You know, when Ron DeSantis, he started off as a congressman. very young congressman, 33 or something. He went up to Washington representing a district just south of here in St. Augustine, and he did a great job, and he worked with Ted Cruz on crucial pieces of legislation like term limits. That's a good thing. He worked on other things like, you know, Veterans Affairs. He's a former military himself. And he came back to Florida and said, you know what? I love being a congressperson, but I really want to be governor of the state. And he won a very slim. This is the interesting thing about Florida. Ron DeSantis won a very slim majority of the votes. And the guy he ran against was a prominent mayor from Tallahassee. And after the election, a few months later, they found him in Miami with a male prostitute and little bags of drugs, and he had to go leave, and he was on like rehab or something or other. Anyway, he didn't take losing the election to Ron DeSantis very well. Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, even though he won by a slim majority, wasted no time going out there and representing and governing and doing good for every single Floridian, not just those that voted for him, but those that didn't. And when the election came along in 2020, Florida, which everyone thought was going to be a purple state, everyone thought was going to be, it could go either way. It could go to Joe Biden. It could go to Donald Trump. No way. Donald Trump got like 600,000 more votes in this state than Joe Biden. And a big reason for that was Ron DeSantis. Well, now Ron DeSantis is the next logical step to become president of the United States should Donald Trump not want the job. And we know that because the media has put him in their crosshairs and they are firing shots, rapid fire. We'll tell you that story right after this on The Marques Show.
Hey, Mark, Hannah forgot to pay the phone bill before she went on vacation to get married. Might want to check into it.
Yeah, we may want to. We don't give Hannah important stuff to do around here. I mean, let's be honest. All we put her in charge of is troll patrol and traffic, which basically, you know, sums up her. Those are her two jobs in that order. Yeah. Troll patrol and traffic. But paying bills, I don't even know who pays the bills. We should probably get to know the bill paying person because maybe that's it. Apparently, no, I got a message from our IT guy. There is an outage in the area that is affecting our toll free numbers. They do not have an ETA on when the TFNs will be BU.
LOL.
Yeah. So I guess ETA is estimated time of arrival on when the TFNs telephone
toll
lines.
Toll free numbers.
Oh, toll free numbers. Right. Because right, telephone would be TP.
TP.
telephones, TFN, the telephone. Well, the toll free numbers will be back up. So it's not just us. We have a lot of radio stations in this one building, a lot of toll free numbers. Funny, though, that we're the only ones that noticed it wasn't working. Maybe the other radio stations don't get as many. Phone calls. 855-94. Well, today we're all getting the same number. 855-940-MARK. Keep trying, though, because maybe, just maybe, it'll come back up. Maybe. Maybe. 855-940-6275. All right. So let's get back to Ron DeSantis here, who could potentially be the next president or vice president of the United States. I've seen a lot of Trump DeSantis 2024 flags. I saw another flag that said Ron DeSantis 2024, make America Florida, which is catchy. And now when you go on the news media today with Donald Trump still kind of keeping a low profile, you know, he's off of Twitter. He's not coming back on Facebook anytime soon. And he's only really communicating via press release and email release, which is still, when you have as many email email entries as Donald Trump does, you're still going to communicate with a lot of people. And what happens is that information, of course, then gets shared on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. So it becomes almost a moot point. But second to Donald Trump, the second most hated Republican in the world today is Ron DeSantis, which means his flag is probably flying higher than anyone else's when it comes to taking the Oval Office, either in 2024 or the next time around. He's facing a re-election here in Florida in the next 2 years. And I think the media would love to have nothing more than him not be reelected. Although, again, if you live in Florida, you know how much loved this guy is for the way he's been able to maintain the state through the COVID-19 pandemic. But a couple of things have been going on now, and there's three stories that came out today specifically about Ron DeSantis. And it makes me realize, wow, they're really paying this one governor from this one state a lot of extra attention. Could be because they're focusing on him as the next potential president. And the first one is a story about Ron DeSantis barring all media except Fox News for the election reform bill signing yesterday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he signed a bill. He came up with an election protection law, much like they had in Georgia, I think a little stricter. And it was a law that will maintain safe and secure elections here in Florida. And as a result, you have a lot of Democrats all over the state, all over the country, doing what they did in Florida, saying it's racist, saying it makes it harder for black people to vote. It takes away, it should be easier to vote, where the Constitution literally says nothing about making it easier to vote. But when he signed this bill, and this was a big landmark bill, he gave an exclusive to Fox News, specifically Fox and Friends. And he blocked out every other media outlet. Taryn Fenske told reporters, she's a DeSantis spokeswoman, the bill signing was a Fox exclusive, according to the Sun Sentinel's editorial writer Steve Bouquet. DeSantis signed the bill live on Fox News' show, Fox and Friends. One of the other people that was shut out from Axios, she said that they should not be giving Fox News an exclusive. Signing a law into office isn't supposed to be an exclusive, since the law itself isn't exclusive. Actions like this openly defy against a free press. We condemn DeSantis's office barring journalists from doing their job for the sake of good TV. Others have slammed the bill and likened it to voter suppression. It does not impede all of Florida's voters equally. It doesn't impede any of Florida's voters, but that's a case for another day. So they're mad at Ron DeSantis for not letting anyone other than Fox News into the Fox News exclusive, which is odd, because wasn't it just March? Wasn't it just a month ago that they had Joe Biden's first big press conference? I believe it was March. I remember we bet on how long he would last at the press conference, and I put $100 of my own money up, and we all took bets, and I lost. I lost to Jacob Pickering in our traffic department. He guessed like 70 minutes or something, and Joe Biden spoke for 62 minutes. And he took questions from every major television news outlet except one. Guess which one it was? Peter Doocy and Fox News. And Peter Doocy and Fox News actually became the story. It became a huge problem for the Democrats. Democrat operatives were saying, why wouldn't you just call on Fox News? You know what you've done now? You've made Fox News the story. Everybody should be talking about Joe Biden's press conference and how well Joe Biden did and how Joe Biden answered these questions with intelligence and aplomb. But no, you know what they were talking about? Two things. Number one, Jim Eagle, because that was the infamous Jim Crow looks like Jim Eagle, which thank God he did, because we have unloaded a lot of Jim Eagle merch, which is still available on our website. But he also stole the spotlight from himself by not picking Fox News. Peter Doocy became the story. Fox News getting dissed by Joe Biden became the story. And the story became Joe Biden and the Democrats in the White House are scared of conservative media. Joe Biden and the Democrats in the White House are frightened of Fox, so much so that in his first, and I would like to point out only, press conference that he had since taking office over 100 days ago, that's the only major TV news outlet that they did not pick on. And now they're mad that Ron DeSantis gave them an exclusive for his bill signing. Another story today is about Florida Governor DeSantis's ban on vaccine passports. This is a big deal, because there are already countries out there that will not let you visit them unless you've been vaccinated. There are airlines talking about not letting you get on the plane unless you've been vaccinated. Yankees games will be opening up to people that can prove that they've been vaccinated. And Ron DeSantis understands a little something about personal liberties and personal privacy and your freedom of choice and the fact that you cannot be barred from regular society because of a choice you made personally about your health, whether for religious reasons or for political reasons or for none your damn business reasons, whatever reason it is, it's your reason and no one else's. And you should be able to enjoy whatever other people can enjoy. So he signed an executive order, and it was passed by the Senate, and it bans COVID-19 passports to the tune of $5,000 every time a business or a school or an agency or anyone else tries to mandate that you have a vaccine or proof of a vaccine before you can use their goods or services or whatever it is they happen to provide. And this is causing a lot of hassle, especially with the cruise industry. because the cruise industry cruises out of Miami, cruises out of Fort Lauderdale, cruises out of, I'm not a cruise guy. I've never been on a cruise, but I know that the cruise ships, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're here in Jacksonville too. They're everywhere. And the cruise industry is saying, look, if you're not going to let us mandate that people have vaccines, if you're not going to let us require our staff and our patrons to have vaccines, we may have to go someplace else. To which I'm sure Ron DeSantis is like, hasta la vista, baby, because he knows that personal liberty and freedom is the most important. So they're coming down on him for that. And then finally, this truly proves to me that they are trying to take this guy down before he can get any further. They're trying to Donald Trump him before he can even throw his red MAGA hat in the ring and say, I'm interested in being president of the United States. There's a story that came out about, it makes me laugh just reading the headline. This is a Politico story from the playbook. And Politico writes, with a straight face, scared DeSantis staffers form a support group. Apparently, a lot of former Ron DeSantis staffers are so scarred and so upset and so, I guess, traumatized by their time working for Governor Ron DeSantis that they now formed a support group. And they meet regularly to discuss the terrors that they went through when working for the most powerful man in Florida. I'll read you some. There's a lot of stuff I want to get. There's some amazing information in this article. Whether or not any of it's true or not, I'll be honest with you. I kind of hope some of it is. 855-940-MARK is our number. Keep trying on the phones. Maybe we'll get someone through. If not, leave us an open mic message. Open up this radio station's mobile app. Hit the open mic message. Record something. Get it in the studio. We will try to get it on the air. More of the Mark Kaye Show continues right after this.
The headline of the Wyoming Tribune Eagle in Cheyenne, Wyoming read, Trump endorses Cheney's replacement.
Oh, look at that. See, they already know. They know. They read the writing on the wall. Everybody knows that Donald Trump is the future of the party, right, Meghan McCain?
Trump is the future.
Yeah. 855-940-6275. Our phones are down, but they could come up at any minute. That's the thing. That we don't have an ETA on the TFNs coming back, which is toll-free numbers. So it could be at any moment. Just keep trying. Just keep TFNs. That's some insider information. Telephones. 855-940-MARK. All right, listen. So Ron DeSantis could be the next president of the United States. If you read the media today, you'd think he was already running because they are trying to destroy him. They're trying to take him down. The Politico playbook. Which, if you don't read the Politico playbook, you're probably better off. But it's our job. And the one thing that it's like a little mishmash. It's like a bunch of little stories all put together. But the headline, they always pick out what they think is the most important thing. And the Politico playbook today says scared DeSantis staffers form a support group. Let me read you what they say. First of all, they refer to it as the People's Republic of Florida. Let's take a look at the leader of the People's Republic of Florida as a boss. Ron DeSantis is looking ahead to re-election next year and quite possibly a 2024 bid for president. But he's left behind a trail of former disgruntled staffers and has no long-standing political machine to mount a national campaign, DeSantis vets say. I don't know why his dog's doctor would know that, but whatever. We talked to a dozen or so one-time aides and consultants to the Florida governor, and they all said the same thing. DeSantis treats his staff like expendable widgets. He largely relies on a brain trust of two, himself and his wife, Casey DeSantis, a former local TV journalist. By the way, I know her. She was a TV journalist here before she was married. And we got along. She was like one of the only TV journalists in town who would lower herself to talk to me because I was just on the radio. Very nice lady. Beyond that, there are a few, if any, quote, DeSantis people as far as political pros are concerned. Yes, DeSantis recently hired highly regarded operative Phil Cox, but there's no savant that he's been through the trenches with like a Karl Rove or David Axelrod, let alone an army of loyalists. That's probably not fatal to his White House prospects, but it can't help. A few key nuggets from our reporting. Number one, get this, a support group of former DeSantis staffers meets regularly to trade war stories about their hardship working for the governor. They no longer work for this guy, but they're still meeting to talk about how much hardship they had working for this guy. They should probably move on. The turnover in his office and among his campaign advisors is well known among Republicans. In three of his five full years in Congress, he ranked in at least the 70th percentile in terms of highest turnover in a House office, according to data compiled by Legistorm. In the governor's office, he has only two staffers who started with him when he was a junior member of Congress. Fun fact, Donald Trump had the highest turnover in the White House of any president in history, and he did a pretty good job. It takes a while to find people as dedicated who share your vision, but when you find them, you can hang on to them. Within 6 months of taking office as governor in 2019, DeSantis fired five staffers. One was a 23-year-old scheduler who'd been with him since the beginning of his gubernatorial race. Shortly after she was sent packing, an unnamed member of DeSantis's administration was quoted in a Florida blog trashing his performance. Another story relayed to us by five former staffers. At the beginning of his administration, DeSantis directed the Florida Republican Party leader to fire a party official who had cancer on that person's first week back from surgery. Aides would lure DeSantis to staff meetings with cupcakes. I'm sorry. I'm not making this up. The Politico is reporting that one of the worst things about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is that he would have to be lured to staff meetings with cupcakes, staffers saying that it was a colleague's birthday to get him to attend. In the gubernatorial primary, DeSantis visited his campaign headquarters just a couple of times. On election night, he entered the war room after his win and remarked, "Wow, I didn't know this many people worked for me," according to four former staffers. DeSantis's office didn't respond directly to these specifics, but called the line of questioning a false narrative. This is what's happening here. All of a sudden, you're going to see this. Joe Biden has released a list of the people, or they didn't release it, but Breitbart got a hold of the list of people that Joe Biden and the media are starting to dig up dirt on. One of them, of course, is Ron DeSantis. Another one, of course, is Mike Lindell. Another one is who else was on that list? Greg Abbott from Texas, and all these. And of course, you also have Tucker Carlson, who they believe, I guess, is going to leave his lucrative Fox journalism career to pursue the highest office in the land. I don't know. I feel like Tucker Carlson is far more helpful and well off being Fox News's golden boy than he would be being the whipping boy for every media outlet in the country. I mean, he already is, so he's well prepared for it. But this is what's going to happen between now and 2022 and 2024. The media is going to decide who's going to be running for president, and they will work diligently every single day to tear them down. If you live in a state with a strong politician or a governor, maybe you live in South Dakota and Kristi Noem, maybe Nikki Haley, for a former governor of South Carolina. Maybe you live in, I don't know, Ted Cruz may be taking another crack at it if you're in Texas. Maybe you look around and you start to notice there's a lot more negative stories about my Republican congressperson, senator, governor than there ever was before. I wonder if the media is doing a preliminary attack to try to dig up dirt before they make a run for the White House. I'll be honest with you. If the worst thing they have on Ron DeSantis is he had to be lured to staff meetings by his staffers telling him it was somebody's birthday and there would be cupcakes, I mean, if that's the worst they're coming at, well, that's fine, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even go to staff meetings when they tell me there's cupcakes. 855-940-MARK is our number, 855-940-6275. The phones may start working at any minute, so be ready for that. And definitely send us an open mic message in the mobile app of whatever radio station you're listening to. Quick break. More Mark Kay Show on the way. Stay tuned.
I don't give a damn about any other station. Mark's at 12 and he's spreading across the nation. Mark can say what he knows is true, and that's what Mark Kay is gonna do. I don't give a damn about any other station. Mark Kay's improving and he's spreading across the nation. We are listening and we're having fun. We won't be long till he's number one.
We're not number one yet? Uh-oh. All right, well, we better keep at it.
Won't be long.
Thanks so much. Yeah, won't be. TikTok, it's coming. 855-940-MARK is our number. Our phone lines are iffy today. And by iffy, I mean they're not working. But, you know, we're still, we've got 1 hour left. We're still holding out that by the time we get ready for Fake News Friday, they'll be there ready to go. If not, we have alternate plans. We have a contingency in place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well it's going to work. I don't know. It may not make us number one. You know, maybe if we had phones, we'd get there a little sooner. But we're doing okay. We're having a blast here, and we appreciate everyone on the stream, and we appreciate all your open mics. Open mics are helping us out a lot. So definitely, if you have a radio station app which with the open mic feature, send us one, because you'll definitely get on the air today. We're not even screening them today. We're just throwing everybody on there. Everybody that sends an open mic. Maybe that'll be our last half hour, just open mic Friday. 855-940-MARK. I did get a text message from Ashley, who works at K92 in Orlando, one of our sister stations. She hosts the morning show with Obie. We were talking about how Ron DeSantis, apparently his aides, according to Politico, that now are so scarred by working with this guy. They are so upset. Their lives have been so negatively affected that they have a support group where they meet regularly. And one of the horror stories the Politico was able to unearth was that Governor Ron DeSantis, you couldn't lure him to a staff meeting unless you told him there were going to be cupcakes there. And this guy, I'm going to be honest with you, pretty important job. He's the governor. He's out making changes. He's out protecting liberty. He's out fighting fascism and socialism in one of the largest states in the country. Maybe he doesn't have time for the staff meeting. Maybe he doesn't even have time for breakfast. So if you tell him there's a cupcake, he's like, you know what? I'll swing by, kill two birds with one stone. But Ashley from K92 wrote to me and said, you're not getting me to a staff meeting unless they specifically take my food order first, which is 100% true. I'm the same way. If anyone writes me and says, hey, can you swing by this meeting? I go, is there going to be food there? And one of the best things about moving into this new time slot is now that we're right in the middle of the day, no more lunch meetings, no more staff meetings. We're always on the air. We're always busy. It's really like, you know, and also the shows, it's fun to do the show. It's fun to get the extra hour. It's fun to be nationwide, but also we don't have to go to any meetings anymore, which is a double bonus. So 855-940-MARK, send us an open mic message. All right. So how about this vaccine thing? We talked a little bit about Ron DeSantis and his battle against vaccine passports, but the battle for vaccines continues to rage on. We know that Joe Biden is out there telling people to go to the wrong website.
Vaccines.gum.
Vaccines.gum is where you go, except it's not. It's vaccines.gov. And that's how you find the place that's going to give you the vaccine for free. I've seen a couple people now are saying that there's going to be incentives. If you want to go to a college or if you want to go to a ball game or something, they'll give you a free vaccine. It's going to be like it's going to be like the new incentive. It's like, hey, come on down to the bar, free vaccines on Thursday, something like that. Well, the vaccine fight with younger people, with the healthier crowd, and there's a two-pronged problem here. When the vaccines first came out and they were targeting the elderly, the most problematic, the segment of our society that was the most prone to really adverse effects like death should they get COVID-19, the ones that we really needed to protect, that was where the vaccine focused. And the good news about the vaccine, and everybody heard this, was, you know, the older you are, the less likely you are to have an adverse reaction to the vaccine. However, younger people, for whatever reason, appear to have stronger post-vaccination symptoms or stronger post-vaccination effects, meaning when you get a vaccine or when you get injected with whatever it is, whatever part of the disease or whatever implementation they put in your body to get your white blood cells really cooking to train them. You know, they're basically in there training for battle against this new foreign entity that's entered your body. If you're older, you can go get the shot, you can get the second shot, you can go home, take a nap, you wake up, you feel great. The younger you are, apparently, there is more and more of an adverse effect. And younger people in their 30s and 40s who were getting the shot, they were laid up for a couple of hours, for a couple of days. They were told to prepare. People that had to go get the second shot especially were like, well, I want to make sure that if I get my second shot, I do it on a Friday. So if I don't feel good on Saturday, I'm not missing work. Or they would take off of work the next day or whatever. And sure enough, some people, they were fine. Others really felt bad, felt strong flu-like symptoms, had the chills, felt weak, had to stay in bed for a couple of hours. And that is not easy to sell to a young generation of people that feel like they're not going to get COVID-19 anyway. And if they do, there's like a 99% chance that nothing bad is going to happen to them. So why should they now waste a day of their lives recovering from a shot that they don't feel they need? And it's a legitimate question. It's a really legitimate question, and one that the Joe Biden administration hasn't come up with an answer for. They're still trying to push the don't kiss your grandma because you'll end up killing your grandma. So please go to vaccines.gov.
Vaccines.gov.
Now, we know that the problem's getting bad because they had to make a phone call to their favorite millennial interpreter and inspiration, Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama. He last week created an ad or a video, or whatever, that went on Facebook and went on YouTube and I think probably on TikTok. And he was urging young people, not people, but young people specifically, to go out and get vaccinated. And Tucker Carlson did a big segment about how he was creepy and old and he's looking gray. And why is this old dude talking to young kids? But here is Barack Obama coming to Joe Biden's rescue, making a cameo appearance in the horror movie that is the Joe Biden presidency to try to get young people to give up a day of their lives to get vaccinated.
Hi, everybody. It's Barack.
Oh, by the way, we're on a first name basis now. It's not President Obama or former president. It's just, hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Hi, everybody. It's Barack.
Hi, Barack.
Now that every American over the age of 16 is eligible to get the vaccine, I want to talk about you getting yours.
Oh, okay. All right.
The vaccine is safe. Mm-hmm. It's effective. Mm-hmm. It's free.
Mm.
I got one. Michelle got one. People you know got one. And now you can get one too.
Oh, look at that. By the way, if he's talking to, I know this for a fact, if you're talking to a younger audience, millennials or, you know, people who are in the workforce, you lead with free. You know, he ended with free. He's like, it's safe, it's effective. Oh, and it's free. If you want people to, like even Ron DeSantis, the only way you're going to get him to the staff meeting apparently is if you tell him there's free cupcakes. So you always lead with free. Hey guys, this vaccine is free. Also, it's safe and effective.
It's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love, from safely spending time with grandparents to going to concerts and watching live sports.
Wait a minute. How is this is very interesting. Listen to what he said. He didn't say it's the best way or it's the quickest way. He said,
it's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love, from safely spending time with grandparents to going to concerts and watching live sports.
This is exactly why here in the state of Florida, the governor signed an executive order banning vaccine passports. Because you've got former President Obama, or as the kids like to call him, Barack. You've got him out there telling kids, this is the only way you're going to get back to normal. There is no other way. You want to go to a concert? You want to go to Lollapalooza? You want to go to Burning Man? You want to go to, I don't know, Weed Fest 2021? I don't even know where the kids are going. But if you, wherever you want to go, if you want to go to a sport, you want to go see your new drafted player throw the football at the football, you want to go see LeBron James put the ball through the hoop and talk smack about cops, you're not going to be able to do it unless you get a vaccine. It's the only way.
It's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love.
Oh, so everything that you love is going to go away unless you get the vaccine, which is exactly the kind of threat that Ron DeSantis is trying to put to bed. He knows what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to convince everybody or tell everybody or force everybody to get the vaccine to do whatever they want. See grandma, go to the concert, go to the sporting event, get on the boat. Take the cruise, travel to Mexico, come back from Mexico. And he's telling everybody, you cannot do that. That is rule number one. That is number one, an invasion of people's privacy. You cannot force them to share with you their medical history in order to buy your product, in order to use your airline or your cruise line or hear your musical act perform. And you cannot mandate that somebody change their body physiologically just to go visit their grandparents. So now, not only is Joe Biden out there saying it, but they brought out the heavy hitter. They brought out Barack Obama. And he's telling you, vaccines, or that's it. There is no other option.
So get the vaccine as soon as you can.
855-940-MARK. 855-940-MARK. Oh, and by the way, for our younger listeners, if you're wondering where you can get the vaccine, it's really simple.
Vaccines.gov.
855-940-MARK is our number. Quick break. More of the Mark K shows coming up.
This is a story about Mark and Josh. They were stranded with the phone lines down for 3 hour show. A 3 hour show.
That's very That was very good. I like that one a lot. 855-940-MARK is our number. But as you just have found out, we're stranded with the phone lines down. A radio talk show with the thank God it's not Whatever You Want Wednesday, because we wouldn't be able to pull that one. Whatever I would want is for the phone lines to get fixed. Josh has some info, though, on that. Josh, you said that they're dispatching somebody?
Yes, we got an email from IT saying they have to send a tech out to do some technical things.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah.
That's never good. That means that...
probably got to solder the wires. And
yeah. That means what's going to happen is that means no phone lines for today, which means we're going to have to go to our contingency plan for Fake News Friday. I don't want to put you on the spot, Josh, but, you know, that means you.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we are collecting probably more open mic messages than ever before. That's the good news. Somebody just wrote in and said, this is the first time I've ever sent an open mic message because, you know, the phone lines have been down. And it's a great way to communicate. You can tell us what's on your mind. You can talk about something that's concerning to you. You can complain about us. We can't interrupt because it's not a two-way conversation. It's really like your own little monologue. And you can say, really, like, whatever you want. We can't stop you, like this dude.
All right, Mark K., shout out to everybody's mom this weekend. Now, I watched that Maury Povich show, and people may have 10, 15 daddies, but you only got one mama. Shout out to your mama. Roll Tide.
Shout out to your mama. Roll Tide. That's exactly what a mom wants for that's exactly what moms want for Mother's Day. Yeah, don't forget, it is Mother's Day. This is going to be a busy weekend for us. Tomorrow, first of all, by the way, we have our last ever flag football game with our team because they're all getting older and they're going to high school and stuff. So it's our championship game, a big game tomorrow. And everyone's a little nervous about it, but also really bittersweet because win or lose, it's the last time the team's together. And I told my wife, I said, I'm really looking forward to just coming home after that and just kind of, you know, relaxing, having some downtime. And she said, till 5 o'clock when we have to go to Hannah's wedding. And right. I was like, oh, I forgot. Who gets married the day before Mother's Day?
Are you coaching Hannah's wedding too?
I probably should.
You gonna bring your whistle?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Hey, come on, get the move it. Come on, clock's ticking. Time out. They'll be yelling at the referee, at the preacher. That happens. 855-940-MARK is our number. We keep calling because maybe do you see a tech out there working? Wait, what happened? Is the phone ringing?
The phone is ringing right
Shut
now.
Shut up, you're kidding.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's see what, John, answer it. Let's keep your mic on. Make sure there's someone there.
Thank you for calling the Marques Show. What's your first name? I'm talking to a William.
Oh,
William
is
also the name of our IT guy. So let's look further into this off the air.
Is that? Oh, it's Will, our IT guy. All right, good. I guess the phones are working again, folks. 855-940-MARK is our number. Give it a try. 855-9. Who is this? It's Will from IT. Oh, okay, great. 855-940-6275. So look, here's what we got a big week coming up too as well. Not just Mother's Day, but next week, it's really the beginning of the new Republican Party. And the thing about Liz Cheney, and Steve Scalise said it best, was Steve Scalise said the thing about Liz Cheney is she got a second chance already. She was already given a second chance to come back into the fold and tell everybody, hey, you know what? I understand that I did something that people weren't happy with. I voted to oust the leader of our party. However, I apologize. But she didn't do that. She went out and she continued to bash Donald Trump. She continued to talk negatively about him. And so next week, I mean, it all comes down to it. We had that clip from Kat Kamick yesterday who said next week it's gonna be come to Jesus time for Liz Cheney. And she knows it. And Lindsey Graham knows it. And he's telling everybody, he's like, look, you can't grow this party with Liz Cheney.
I've always liked Liz Cheney, but she's made a determination that the Republican Party can't grow with President Trump. I've determined we can't grow without him.
Yeah, and Lindsey Graham knows because he always, if you want to know which way the wind is blowing, just follow Lindsey Graham's loyalty. Because on January 6th, when the wind was blowing away from Donald Trump, he'd had it. He was jumping off that Trump train, tucking and rolling, making sure he didn't break any bones as he lay there bloodied next to the tracks. But now that he realizes Liz Cheney is MAGA roadkill and that Donald Trump and his message of America First still resonates clearly and loudly throughout the party and will go going forward, he's all back on board. He's running behind the train going, wait, wait, wait. And he's trying to jump on and grab the caboose, and he's hoping that someone's out there to give him a hand, because he thinks that Donald Trump is the reason the Republican Party will continue to grow and is continuing to grow. And he's right. He's right about that. Much to the chagrin of the Democrats, much to the chagrin of the Never Trumpers, and much to the chagrin of the media. Although I don't know why they're upset. The best thing that could happen to them is Donald Trump coming back for a couple of rounds, because they always benefit financially. They all become super famous. I mean, look at all the people that have their own TV shows now that weren't even, nobody even knew who they were before Donald Trump started going tit for tat with them at press briefings. I mean, Jim Acosta was a nobody. Nobody knew Jim Acosta's name until Donald Trump looked him in the eye and said fake news at his first presidential press conference. He became a superstar when his press credentials were taken away. And now that Donald Trump is out of the White House, he has his own show. And it's happening again with Peter Ducey on the Flippity Flop. But this party moving forward, you're going to see it's all systems go. As soon as this Liz Cheney situation is behind us and Elise Stefanik is placed in her position, it's a whole new Republican Party. And we'll see what happens in 2022. But if the Republicans are finally coming together behind a solidified message, which it looks like they are, 2022 should be a bloodbath for Democrats. 855-940-MARK. Fingers crossed. We'll be right back.
Everywhere that Mark A. went, people stop and say, hey, what a great show you had today.
Wow, I'm going to have to go more places, because that sounds great. Thank you. All the open mics today have been musical. Oh, have you noticed
it.
That?
I love it.
It must have been that Van Morrison. Must have been that voice. We really got people into a musical mood.
Yeah, very folksy.
Yeah, sure was. Anyway, thanks so much for that. We really appreciate all the open mics today. So get this. It took us about 2.5 hours. For those of you that are just joining us, or for those of you that haven't been listening, really, here's what happened. At the beginning of the show today, Josh, after the first break, said, you know, I wonder if there's something wrong with the phones because nobody's calling us. And I thought, well, that's weird, because typically people call right out of the gate. Like as soon as it hits, as soon as the show starts, as soon as they hear the love it hit, I mean, the phone lines just light up. They just start lighting up. It's almost like that must be Latin for call the show or something.
Yeah, probably.
And I looked up, and sure enough, there were no phones. So Josh said, you know, I'm going to do some investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled out his cell phone and he called 855-940-MARK, and he got a message that said, yeah, I'm sorry, the phones are out of service. And that was right at the beginning of our 3-hour radio talk show. So we didn't panic because we're professionals. Also, luckily, we prepared today. Some days, Wednesday, we don't prepare anything. So that would have been a much bigger problem. But luckily, we prepared some stuff. We had some news. We had some audio. We had a whole Van Morrison album we got to play, which was amazing. And we thought, well, the only hurdle we're going to have to overcome is Fake News Friday. Let's come up with a contingency plan, because we usually play that with two callers. Well, all of a sudden, we get a call from our IT guy, and Josh answers the phone, and he tells him the phone lines are still down. And I say to Josh, if the phone lines are down, how did our IT guy call? And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. Maybe we can call out. People just can't call in.
Like a two-way mirror.
Took me 2.5 hours to figure that out. So Josh called the line, or called out from the line to his cell phone, and it worked. So we went to the stream, and we got two ladies to give us their phone numbers.
Right.
Which, I mean, in 47 years, I've never been able to make that happen. Two phone numbers in 5 minutes? That's like a new record. But we have contestants, ladies and gentlemen, for Fake News Friday. How great is that? And I said, I don't know if we're smart for figuring that out eventually or if we're stupid because it took us so long. But Sarah's on the line in Houston. Sarah, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God. It's so great to talk on the phone again. It's so great to hear some other voice other than my own. Sarah, you're going to be playing against Brittany today. Brittany, are you there?
I am. Oh. Is my Bluetooth working all right?
I mean, yeah, I can hear you. At this point, I don't care.
Okay.
You can be on a Bluetooth or green tooth. I don't care as long as you're on the phone.
I'm a little intimidated because Sarah Sanchez, she's been like, you know, around a lot longer than I have as a fan.
Wow, you know that this show's really taken off when the fans are known by first name.
Whoa,
is that the Sarah Sanchez? All right. So Brittany, Sarah, thank you both for being here. We appreciate it. You guys know you're playing Fake News Friday today, right?
Yes.
And you're familiar with the rules of the game?
Yes.
Okay, for those who aren't super fans or fans of super fans, let me just refresh your memory. We're going to be giving you headlines today. In this day and age, it's very difficult to tell whether a headline is fake or real. So we're going to give you a headline. Your job is to listen to that headline and use your own cognitive abilities to figure out, is that something that's real or is that fake news? And if you can correctly identify the real headlines from the fake headlines, and if you can correctly identify more than your opponent, you will win a Mark K. Show prize pack today. Does that sound good?
Yeah, good.
All right, perfect. Fantastic. Sarah, we will be starting with you today. Are you ready for your first Fake News Friday headline?
I am.
Okay, good. Listen carefully. Here we go. The Hallmark Company has released a new line of cards for this weekend so non-menstruating partners can wish their menstruating partners a happy birthing parents day. Hallmark has released a new line of greeting cards for this weekend so non-menstruating partners can wish their menstruating partners a happy birthing person's day. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I feel like that's real news. I'd say real.
You think that's real?
Yes.
Because it sounds real, what with all the ridiculousness and the pronouns and the this and that and the other. That is fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah, but I'm going to be.
I
would have said the same thing too, Sarah, and I even knew the answer. So don't beat yourself up. We're just getting started. Brittany, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully, Brittany. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Chuck E. Cheese's oversight board has released their decision to continue to ban former President Donald Trump from their restaurant's ball pits. Is that real news or is that fake news? Chuck E. Cheese Oversight Board decides to continue to ban President Donald Trump from their ball pits.
I'm going to say fake, and I really hope it is fake.
That is fake news. Nicely done.
Oh, that's fake news.
I mean, even President Trump loves a good ball pit, doesn't he? That's great. Brittany, you're on the board. Congratulations. You got a point. Sarah, are you ready? You could tie it up with this one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. A small town is curing their homeless situation by offering beggars a one-way train ticket to anywhere else if they promise not to return. A small town is solving their homeless issue by offering beggars a one-way train ticket to anywhere else if they promise not to return. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I just want to say, if it's Amtrak, hopefully giving Joe Biden the ticket, that would be awesome. But I think that is real news.
You think that's real news? That is real news. Congratulations. Small town in Switzerland, they've been overrun with beggars, so they're buying them train tickets out of town. They have to promise never to come back. So far, 31 people have taken them up on the offer. And Sarah, you get a point. Congratulations. You're on the board. Brittany, are you ready for your next one?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Disney has announced it will be removing the problematic kissing scene from the classic movie Snow White. Snow White will now remain dead.
God.
Disney has announced it's removing the problematic kissing scene from the classic movie Snow White. Snow White, unfortunately, now will remain dead. I think she was just slumbering deeply, but, you know, she's not going to come out of it. What, is that real news or is that fake news?
That's fake news.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
And I dusted off a corner of the Mark K. Cancel Culture Museum of American Wokeness for the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs DVD, but apparently...
How is it covered in dust already? You just got...
Well, that is... You know, it showed up dusty.
It's calling you out. Your Honor.
The cleaning people...
can't be dustier.
The cleaning people don't have a key to the... whatever. All right, Brittany, you got another
point. I'm going to come back to work.
Congratulations. All right. Sarah, are you ready? You can tie it up with this next one. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. The CDC now recommends drivers continue wearing their seatbelts outside of their vehicles. The CDC now recommends that drivers continue wearing seatbelts outside of their vehicles. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Fake news.
You sound like you're not 100% sure.
Please.
Fake news.
That is fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
Although with the CDC, you can never be too sure. You can have, they're always outside, inside, wear it, don't wear it, wear two seatbelts, whatever. If you're over it, it's just crazy. All right, 2-2. Brittany, back to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. A Chicago husband's binge of, quote, extracurricular executive actions leads to shaky poll numbers after his first 100 days of marriage. Is that real news or is that fake news? A Chicago husband's binge of extramarital executive actions leads to shaky poll numbers after the first 100 days of marriage.
I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say that's real?
Yeah.
That sure sounded real, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, that's fake news.
You are fake news.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Tight game. It's 2-2. What was that? Was that Brittany or Sarah?
That was Brittany.
That was Brittany. All right, so you each get one more. Oh, let's see who's going to come out victorious. I can't wait. Are you ready? Sarah, back to you. Listen carefully.
Okay.
Here we go. New Jersey. New Jersey has announced it's giving away free beer with COVID-19 vaccines. New Jersey is giving away free beer if you get yourself a COVID-19 vaccine. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I saw somewhere, I think it was Mary Jane, so I'm going to say fake news.
It is real news. Governor Murphy of New Jersey said, "We're not afraid to try anything. You may receive your first dose in May and get a free beer." The new program is dubbed "Shot and a Beer." It's a very New Jersey thing to do.
Isn't that a Boilermaker?
That would be, yeah, I think you're right. That's a shot in a beer.
A shot in a beer. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, Brittany, here's where we stand. It's 2-2. There's one headline left. If you get this right, you win. You beat superfan Sarah Sanchez. If, however, you lose, you both win by default. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's a lot on the line here. Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. The CIA has broken up a terrorist plot to use incorrect pronouns. Is that real news or is that fake news? The CIA has broken up a terrorist plot to use incorrect pronouns.
That's fake, but they did just put out a video that would make you think it's real.
They did put out a video that would make you think it's real, but you don't think it's real. You think it's fake.
Correct.
You are correct. That is fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah, and that means Brittany with a score of 3-2. Congratulations. You are the winner today. Nicely done. You got yourself a Mark K. Show prize pack. Hang tight. We're gonna get some info from you. You know what, Sarah? Hang on. We're going to hook you up with something, too, because you are a super fan, and you took the time, and you helped us out in our in our 3 hours of need. You gave us your phone number and let us call you instead of, you know, you calling us, and we appreciate that. 855-940-MARK. The phone line still might not be working, but that's okay. We only have a couple minutes left to kill. Stay tuned. More of the Mark K. Show on the way.
This is Stacia in Tulsa with a comment for the Mark K. Show. Make listening to Mark part of your day. Pay close attention to what he might say. Oftentimes he likes to play, but in all seriousness, that is just his way. That is why we love Mark K.
Thank you. So, wow, listening to KRMG, we love all you guys in Tulsa. We love everyone that listens to our show, and especially those that have been leaving us open mics. You've been a godsend today, saving the day with your open mic messages, the funny ones, the singing ones, the ones we didn't quite understand, like this one.
Hannah pulled a Dennis Nedry on the Mark K. Show. Better watch out for those dinosaurs now.
Well, that's a Jurassic Park reference,
right? Yeah, Jurassic Park. The guy who tried to, like, steal the vials and run away off the island.
Newman.
And then that guy with the thing and the spit in his face.
Right. Oh, yeah. So she stole our phone lines.
Yeah, she stole our Jurassic Park DNA. And then she ran away.
By the way, Robert Hill tweeted at us, WTF is up with the GDTFL. Sounds like a total CF, TGIF, LOL.
Was he in the military?
Apparently so. I appreciate that, Robert. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening. Now, for those of you that don't know, Hannah is not here, and she's not going to be here next week either because she's getting married tomorrow. Josh and I were both invited to the wedding, which is odd.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised you were invited too.
Yeah. But we had decided, now that this new Van Morrison album is out, we decided that we're going to slip the DJ $20 and have him play some of it and say, you know, this is the bride's favorite song. If you play it, she'll love you forever.
Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something.
This is from Van Morrison's new one-star album that critics are panning because they say it's just a bunch of tinfoil conspiracy theories from the far right about Donald Trump losing the election, the big lie. Oh, there's more. There are more lyrics.
I was going to say.
Oh, that's interesting. I would think that'd be a great first song, wouldn't it?
For the bride and groom to walk down the aisle?
Right. Or no, not for to walk down the aisle, but you know when they...
Oh, yeah, the first dance.
The first dance, right? Like, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Mr. and Mrs. Hannah Guile.
Stop bitching.
And then they do their little dance, right?
Do something.
Or like a father-daughter dance, maybe? I don't know, one of those. Did you have a father-daughter dance at your...
Father, yeah, we did.
You did, but yep. You didn't do it.
I wasn't the father or the daughter, though. Yeah,
right.
But I watched it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Did you have a mother daughter?
We did. Yeah, and I switched halfway with my from my biological mom to my stepmom.
Oh, how'd that go over?
It was fantastic. Everyone loved it. There were tears everywhere.
Everyone was okay with it.
Everyone was cool with it.
You could have just, you know what? You could have just started like a conga line.
Yeah, just any moms in the house. Come on.
These are all my moms. Just conga, conga, conga. That's interesting because I never thought about that. What if you have multiple mothers?
Yeah.
How do you handle that situation at a wedding?
You know, divide them in half.
Yeah, that's true. Half a song for you, half a song.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Half a song for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll tell you. Listen, on the DL, we're not Facebook streaming the wedding or anything like that. We're not going to secretly record it. We may secretly record it, but we're not going to. We'll bring you some highlights and things on Monday. But we are going to be using our Instagram accounts, Mark K, MarkKaye on Instagram. We're going to be bringing you stories and we'll be posting photos and that kind of thing. So if you want to kind of get an inside track on what's going on, if you didn't get invited, because again, I barely did. But if you didn't get invited, by all means, you'll be able to see what's going on. And then next week, we'll kind of give you some of the highlights as we follow along with what's going on in the political world. The big Liz Cheney vote next week. There's going to be fights. And here's the other thing, too. This whole thing with the infrastructure plan, it's going to be gearing up into a knockdown drag up because there's no way the Republicans are going to let Joe Biden spend this much money again. I mean, he's already spent $4 trillion on stuff. Now he wants to spend another $2 on infrastructure, most of which is not even infrastructure. The countermeasure, the retaliatory plan that the Republicans have put forward is something like $800 billion, which is a mere fraction of the $2 trillion Joe Biden wants for projects that are not considered infrastructure. I wonder if we could get new phone lines as part of that infrastructure package. We need to have Rubio and Rick Scott go and argue on our behalf and say, look, Mark K's phone lines are infrastructure. If all the other stuff you're saying are infrastructure and good for the country, Mark K being able to communicate with his audience, that's infrastructure. So take care of that. Anyway, we're going to be following that along as it goes through. And we're really gearing up now that we're getting back into the summer. We're about a year out from when the elections really go into high gear. So it's going to start settling out. And we're going to be tracking as well, pardon me, how and when Donald Trump's going to come back. He's been promising MAGA rallies to pop up very, very soon. He's been promising his own social media network for a long time. All of these things we hope will be happening in the next couple of weeks, and we will be here to let you know when they do. You may not be able to call us, but we'll be here to let you know when that happens. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And for everybody else who's just sitting around, hey, stop bitching, do something. All right, we'll see you Monday.